Welcome to LandYap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Mix Louisiana cooking with signature beverages and new this year, home brew, and the result is Blend of the Bayou, Men Who Cook, Men Who Mix, and Men Who Brew. The annual event takes place on Sunday afternoon. Tommy Usry is the president of the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council and joins me for a preview. Tommy, good to see you.
It's always nice to be here.
Glad that you are here. The gathering, it brings out the culinary talent in a number of men in our community. How did Blend get its start?
Back in, I think it was like 1996, Dot Bassett, who was the former director, and I were at an event up in Virginia. And it was a cooking thing for a conference that we had gone to, the Performing Arts Exchange, and they had brought all the professional chefs in. It was called the Men of Norfolk Who Cook. We actually designed this whole thing on a cocktail napkin, came back to town and got with Margaret Love and Jan Brockman, who were known to be two of the premier party givers in town, and said, right, do you think we could do this? So that's how it started out. We started out with 10 cooks and had about, a couple hundred people came there. We had three guys tending bar, and from there it has gone to 50 cooks. I've got 30 bartenders. it's just really become kind of the event of the season, and we found a home now on Island Drive, and we've been on Island now 4 years.
Some of the participants, some of the food coming up this
year? Yeah, we've got some very interesting things. Steve Best and Gordon Crozier are going to be doing some stuffed pork loin and some chicken and sausage gumbo. Brian Bowes, an attorney here in town, is doing what we call our delicious desserts. People just go nuts over there.
Right, yeah.
Herman Vessels is going to be doing his apricot custard pie, which has now become famous. We have Eric Mons and Tom Graff doing some stuffed jalapenos. Jim Norris is going to be there again with his homemade breads. Everyone always looks forward to that. Mm-hmm. We've got Tommy Hayes and Brandon Creekbaum and Scott Franklin are going to be doing their signature seafood stuffed mushrooms. So it's a very wide variety. We've got smoked pork. We've got a couple of guys that are going to be doing, Trent Livingston for one, that's going to be doing ceviche. So it's that's the type of thing that everyone kind of keeps it hidden until the very end so no one will know what they're cooking. I'm thinking, like, you guys need to get right. This to me because I got to look at this menu, It's like a woman when she wants to wear a new dress. She don't want anybody to copy her, So I've kidded the guys about that. I said, you are worse than,
Well, of course, the signature drinks, we talk about the mint juleps.
Right.
And I want to get to the new twist, or should I say tap, this year.
The new
year.
Tap. Right, exactly. Last year, we had Heath Lord and Mike Sawyer ask me if they could do a couple of home brews. So that was so popular last year that this year, Community Trust Bank has come in, and we now have Community Trust Bank presenting the Men Who Brew. Mm-hmm. We have 10 professional gentlemen around here in town who are getting into the brewing aspects of things. So they'll be doing, we have 10 different home brews. So we've had all new aprons designed for them, new logos designed. That's why you see the new logos that Rhonda Neal did for us. Mm-hmm. And I think this is something that everyone's going to get a kick of. I know the Men Who Brew are having more fun with this right now. Right now they're going around town trying to find the big black handlebar mustache. The little right. signature thing of our new logos this year. But some of the brews that they're doing, they've named them after the officers of Community Trust Bank.
Oh.
So. So it's really going to be kind of a fun thing.
Kind of a friendly competition
right.
going on. You mentioned the location on Island Drive. It really serves to this
absolutely.
Event, Tommy. A relaxed setting. And some of the other offerings that are going to be taking place.
Right. We've got, I have 30 professional artists that are coming in this year. It's the largest number we've ever had that are going to be doing silent auctions on original works of art. We've got canvas art. We're going to have, there's photography. We have ceramics. Wonderful new ceramicist is going to be joining us this year. We've got pottery. So I think, and then Audie Maxey is coming back with his carved wood again. I get very excited when I see that because we do use Audie's work as one of the awards for our Arts Awards every year.
Right.
So we've tried to really get a very good variety of artists for people. And the art is very affordable, and it, you know, the proceeds do go to the artists themselves. Mm-hmm. And then many of the artists say, well, we'd like to donate a portion to the Arts Council. So, you know, they're doing that too. So you have to, you know, it's just a big community event. We've got Mason Grenade's going to be, you know, bringing his band out this year. Uh-huh. You've got, naturally, the Bancorp South Men Who Mix will be back again with us. So everybody can come out and have a good time.
Yeah, and you mentioned the proceeds go back to the Arts Council. Share for a moment about how the group invest in area arts programs.
Yeah, over the years, I think everyone knows that, you know, the state funding that we've always used, you know, is like the icing on the cake. That's kind of dwindled over the years. So what we're doing with the funds, we go ahead and, you know, help to put those back into the community through sponsorships in the different arts organizations that we work with around the 11 parish region.
Right.
You know, we take what we can and we, you know, go ahead and try to gift it back to them in the form of sponsorships. You know, when they have an event, we go ahead and buy a table, you know, or whatever, some, you know, tickets to, you know, help boost, you know, their fundraising aspects. I never think you should just give someone money. I think you need to invest the money. And then I do think there needs to be a return on the investment. And so what we do with those tickets, you know, we have certain people that say, oh, I would like to go, but I necessarily cannot afford to go. So we'll re-give some of our tickets and things like that. So
the event is coming up on Sunday afternoon, beginning at 5 o'clock. How can someone find out more, and tickets still available?
Tickets are available. You can pick tickets up at the Toggery, at Via Carre, at any of the Community Trust Bank locations and City Apothecary, or you can call the Arts Council at 396-9520.
Blend of the Bayou, Men Who Cook, Men Who Mix, and Men Who Brew. Looking forward to it. Tommy, good to see you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.